Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Recording at the wonderful Newtown Bakery in the heart of Chinatown.
After a wonderful lunch.
We're going to talk for 10 minutes about Chinese food.
Then we're going to get the heck out of here because it looks like there's
a lineup.
They're
going to kick us out. So at Newtown Bakery, I always order special set menu B with super caffeinated Hong Kong iced milk tea. This is a new thing. As I was telling Dale, when I grew up, we only ate, being Filipino, we ate at Chinese Canadian. We did not know what authentic Chinese food was.
And hey, that's all I had. I was in Surrey for a while, and then we moved to Quesnel, and there certainly was not the authentic, without what, the quotation
what
marks.
Did your family order? I hear it was takeout. I think ours was takeout, too.
Yeah, I don't know. My parents always liked getting takeout, and then we'd eat it at home. I remember driving to the restaurant, you know, like the rickshaw something at the Dell Center or something.
South Pacific for us. We also went to rickshaw.
But yeah, like
another place.
Chicken chow mein and the special fried rice and steamed rice, which was always different from the steamed rice my mom made, so I quite liked it. And of course, the little sesame crisp things. And then Quesnel was the same thing. It was all the North American style Chinese.
And you were like me, right? You liked it. You didn't know there was authentic food.
That
was even better.
It was Chinese food. There was like no thought about any other modifiers to the word. It wasn't until I was in my 20s and worked with a Chinese fellow who'd immigrated who said, "You got to try real Chinese food, dude."
So well, you went to a place on Fraser.
Went to a place on Fraser. I think it was the Snow Garden. It isn't there anymore.
Something garden,
yeah.
And what did you have?
Some
noodle dish, you said.
I think Shanghai noodles. We had a bunch of stuff. I remember the fish because he was joking about eating the eye of the fish, which is apparently quite tasty. But
yes, and I was saying before that there are 6 to 12 classical schools of Chinese cooking. And this Fraser place you probably went to was probably Cantonese, but they cook dishes from outside Canton. All the restaurants do. They cook in Vancouver. They all cook outside their region because we have many Chinese people from all regions here now. We're beyond our southern Chinese base. For my family growing up, we would get shrimp with lobster sauce, which amusingly has no lobster. Instead, ground pork, pretending to be lobster. Cantonese chow mein. Special fried rice, and the very authentic
the honey
garlic spare ribs.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't like spare ribs as a kid. I love them now, especially the spicy beef spare ribs. But
so that was at the age of 19. So in the age of 4 to the age of 19, I didn't know what authentic Chinese food was. And then age of 19, I went with my Chinese friends from Hong Kong, whose families were from Hong Kong. They're Canadian. In the University of Waterloo for Chinese food. And then they would make fun of the Waterloo, Ontario Chinese food, so we would drive an hour and a half to Toronto to get even more authentic Chinese food.
I had the advantage of being in Vancouver when it's hilarious. Like, you can't... I don't see any, like, the whole buffet, the Chinese buffet.
I didn't grow up with that. Did you grow up with that?
I did
not grow up with buffets.
I didn't go to them until I was in my 20s.
Were
I
they
have
around?
No idea... there was one in Quesnel, and I still see them when I drive into the interior BC and northern BC. You still see the old vestiges, so, you know, Chinese buffet.
Okay, so
and,
I
you
guess
know, it's the North American style
we
still
just
alive.
Never went to those.
Well, and now
they weren't popular.
Now that I'm not in my, you know, 20s and 30s, I can't burn it off like I used to. So it's safer for me not to go.
So without thinking about it too much, what's your favorite Chinese dish, authentic or otherwise?
Because
I think this whole authentic thing is bogus. I was crazy that way, though.
I get it. Like, you need to, like, define it a little bit. But I definitely love the noodle dishes. So it's probably...
Shanghai?
Probably the Shanghai noodle.
So the thick noodle with beef?
The very thick noodle, yeah.
Right. And it's a wheat noodle, not a rice noodle. I think those are wheat noodles. It could be rice.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're wheat. They have... They're not like a pasta noodle at all.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I have no idea. I just don't really like them.
My favorite dish is...
Even though they are a challenge with chopsticks sometimes.
My favorite dish is mapo tofu.
Which oh, that's good.
For 10 years, I had the Hong Kong version. I didn't even realize it's from Sichuan. And it's totally different. I think only in the last 10 years have I actually had authentic mapo tofu, which has this sort of numbing pepper from Sichuan.
Okay.
amazing. If you're ever in San Francisco, Mission Chinese Food has really authentic... They're not from Sichuan, but you know Sichuan people? Oh my gosh.
You know,
you can only eat... It's so spicy. It's so numbing. You could basically only eat a few tablespoons without reaching for your beer.
Oh, really?
Beer works. Yogurt works.
I haven't had that spicy mapo tofu, but I do love the Sichuan-style spicing. There's not... There used to be a place in North Vancouver that did it. It was really tasty. I find most of the places that claim to like Sichuan chicken, the spice is kind of it just numbs. There's no flavor to it.
Yeah,
like to get the really good place where it's spicy and there's that flavor. Those places are few and far between, but worth the look.
Yeah, you have a favorite Chinese restaurant at the moment? Don't think about it again too much.
I don't.
Well, I love this place, Newtown Bakery. I love the boss, and they're both sort of based on the Hong Kong working class cafe. They have the Hong Kong version of Western food, like French toast, spaghetti.
iCafe.
Yeah, iCafe is like that too. But then they also have the Cantonese food, which is what we ate today. So I had rice noodles, vermicelli rice noodles with preserved green vegetable and pork, and we shared that with your Shanghai noodles. So.
Actually, these weren't...
They weren't really.
They were the flat pan...
Cantonese version.
Pan-fried
Not
noodles,
really Shanghai.
Which were really good.
Yeah.
And at the Boss... I like those, too.
At the Boss, I like their pepper beef noodle. The Boss is around the corner on Main Street. 2 minutes if you have to wait for the light, or 3 minutes you have to wait for the light, and 1 minute, 2 minutes if you don't have to wait for the light. But yeah. And Lucky Noodle for Hunan food. Near the Safeway, near Joyce Station. Do you have any favorites you want to name at the moment, or are you sort of in between restaurants, in between Chinese restaurants?
The only place that I go with any regularity and not so much even anymore is my friends and I go down to Flamingo for dim sum on Cambie.
Flamingo is a classic Cantonese dim sum joint in Vancouver, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been there once. I was there once for... Oh, no, I wasn't. I've been there once. I thought I was there for the Toddish McGuang Gung Haggis Fat Choi, but no, that was when I didn't go to it. That was the year before I started going to the dinners. It was combining Scottish haggis and Chinese food.
I love fusion.
Fusion is amazing.
I love fusion.
Fusion is the best. Yeah, so maybe we'll do this one. I'm kind of feeling sort of like we should leave.
We should be on the move, yeah.
All right, so any last final thoughts?
Chinese food good.
Chinese
Authentic,
food good.
Ho fusion.
Sick. Yes.
North American.
Yes. Yep. Yes, all 12 schools are good of Chinese food. If you have a chance, explore them in Vancouver, Richmond, or wherever you are. Okay, signing off from Newtown Bakery in the heart of Chinatown, Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm a very well-satisfied Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye.